I'm very happy now to welcome Sedina and George Capinelli. They are presenting a series. It's called From New York to Santa Fe, a Broadway series at the Lenzic. It's 3 weekends of events. The first is this coming weekend, the 7th, 8th, 9th, and May, a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you very much. It's really terrific to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mary Charlotte.
So these are a benefit for Empower New Mexico, produced by Age Nation. Let's talk about the first event first, a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. What will people be seeing?
Frida Payne, star of Sophisticated Ladies, Jelly Jam, Blues in the Night, one of the really great jazz and blues singers of our time.
With a song called Band of Gold, if you remember that.
Oh, right.
Million-selling song.
Back from the 70s.
Yes, yep. Yeah. She was actually discovered at 13 by Duke Ellington.
Is
and
that right?
Had a huge big band era with Quincy Jones and Billy Eckstein and Lionel Hampton and Sammy Davis Jr. Really remarkable lady. She's been a practitioner of yoga and health for 40 years. So she'll be singing Ella the way nobody else can sing her. Really, she's extraordinary. Scats just like Ella.
Is that right?
And she'll be telling intimate stories and details from Ella's life. A beautiful, wonderful, uplifting, magical evening.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how somebody who you might have that one hit that they did in the 70s in your mind, and you think, oh, yeah, that pop singer from Days Gone By, who actually turns out to be a serious musician with an incredible pedigree.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, real Broadway star, basically. Yeah, and they say, even Variety says, a truly wonderful show. Payne bears a remarkable resemblance to the legendary singer's sound. And she's been reviewed by everybody. So it's critically acclaimed.
That's happening at the Lenzic this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, it's a benefit for Empower New Mexico. What is that?
Empower New Mexico is a nonprofit focused on informing and engaging people in the second half of life about the critical challenges and problems they face.
The second half of life meaning anybody's over 40,
sure, you know. And
exactly.
But it also has a cross-generational purpose to engage younger people on understanding the world that they're moving into. And Empower New Mexico supports other nonprofits, the Alzheimer's Association, Open Hands, the Emerald Foundation, charities, and other organizations that focus on people who are vulnerable in the second half of life.
And there's a lot of them here in New Mexico.
Indeed. So what kind of activities do they engage in?
Well, in addition to this Broadway series, the other thing that we're doing is we're creating a statewide public service radio and television campaign called Inspire New Mexico that features notables who will talk about what's possible in the second half of life. We're doing a series of community dialogues, open dialogues, that will invite stakeholders and experts together to talk about it. We're doing
That in some great venues around town, Collected Works Bookstore, Santa Fe Soul, Healing Place, Rainbow Vision.
Yeah.
Just to start getting this dialogue going, because it's so critical. This is as of 2011, over half the population will be over 50 years of age for the first time in history.
Wow. So because of the baby boomers.
Yeah, sure. This is a huge topic, and so we're going to get the dialogue going and hopefully redefine what it means to live consciously and age wisely.
Now, there was a great article in the New York Times the other day about the middle-aged brain, which, despite the phenomenon of losing keys and forgetting names of people, actually does not work nearly as badly as we had once thought.
Think. Yeah.
Well, actually, as this public service series will demonstrate, people do extraordinary things.
Yes.
The problem, however, is that once every 77 seconds, someone in America is diagnosed with early on stage Alzheimer's. Once every 77 seconds.
Wow.
So if you have once every 7 seconds, someone joins the over 50 crowd. Every 77 seconds, someone is diagnosed.
Right.
7,000 boomers a day retire. Only 1 in 6 with enough money to live out their lives.
Good heavens.
We're talking big stuff. And so if folks want to do two things, if they want to have a heck of a wonderful evening, and love the music they're listening to, and at the same way support a good cause, then one of the ways of doing it is to come to a Broadway series and be a part of a tribute to Ella.
And actually, May 9th is Mother's Day, and the matinee is at 2 o'clock, so what a terrific thing. Take your mother to Ella. Right?
Okay, so it's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at...
The Lindsay.
At the Lindsay.
7:30 Friday, Saturday, and 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Lindsay.
At the matinee.
And for more information, you can call the Lenzik at 505-988-1234. You can also go to ticketssantafe.org.
And you can purchase all three shows for 10% off.
Ah, nice. Yeah. And the second show is Say Goodnight, Gracie.
Yeah.
George Burns and Gracie Allen. And Ethel Merman's Broadway is the third one. And those are both in June. We'll be talking more about them as the time comes. For more information, you can go to... Can you go to your website?
Yes, you can go to agenation.com.
Agenation.com.
Yes.
Sedina and George Capinelli, thanks so much for being with
thank
us.
Thank you so
thanks,
much,
Mary Charlotte.
Great.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, good morning, jazz.